Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is Plush Care. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering. Okay.
Morning.
Good morning.
Turned out nice again.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, this is a bit of a shame, isn't
it's
it?
It's horrendous.
We wanted to celebrate. We're going to celebrate the end of the year. But the day is miserable.
We couldn't have picked a worse day for it.
And we're frankly, well, you're definitely, well, we're both crook. We're crook.
We're both a bit crook up, yeah.
So, I mean, how have you been and what's the story health?
I've just had a cold since last sort of Thursday, Friday... Yeah, and then I didn't help myself because I pulled gigs. It was like I couldn't gig with it, but it didn't stop me drinking.
The dear listener is listening to your voice and thinking, oh, I can hear it. I can hear it. Yeah, the drinking doesn't help, does it?
Yeah, so and it's now, we're on Tuesday, and I'm still just not quite right. I mean, I'm sweating a lot at night. It feels like it's working through, but it still feels it's there. It's more of a kind of chesty cough now.
Well, I've got some news for you, and it's not good.
Go on, then.
I came down with my cold, which turned out to be COVID, on November the 27th.
Right.
And I was really ill by the end of that week.
Right.
And after that weekend, I felt a lot better. I thought, here it goes, I'm on the mend.
Yeah.
Then I woke up, probably about 9 days in. Thought, right. Well, that's funny. I've got a runny nose, I'm coughing. And I've basically been as ill as that ever since.
Oh, God.
And the legendary Deering chest, throat and shoulder pains have returned.
Goodness,
I thought,
oh,
shaking off those bad boys.
Right, and that's so back then?
That's back.
Oh, dear.
Chest pains.
Oh, God.
So...
That's not good.
I'm still, I mean, like you said, I've wound down, I haven't done any fast running.
I've had
a lot less running. I haven't done my exercises.
I've had a week off running, I must say. I had a brief run yesterday.
Yeah.
It felt okay, just really slow. But yeah, it's been a bit
It's a funny one because, I mean, obviously, we are not experts. And if you're saying, oh, for goodness sake, don't run. When other people are ill, we say, don't run, get better.
Yeah.
But it's very... It's nice to run a bit just to keep yourself sane.
Yeah.
That sense that you're still moving forward. I took a hire car back yesterday and ran home.
Right.
I took it really slow.
Yeah.
It was quite far.
Yeah.
That's just the best I've felt all week. I felt ill before it, felt ill after it.
Well, it's good
it's
to
also
get
hammering it down with rain, by the way.
It's good to get a sweat. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's cold. We set off on probably an hour and a half run.
Yeah.
I've got a cold. It's not actually that freezing, actually, is it?
No, but...
It's not too cold, but it's really wet.
Yeah. Well, we've got each other.
And what's funny about this this cold flu thing is it's virtually everyone's got it, haven't they?
Yeah, it's really ubiquitous.
I went to a carol service yesterday at church because I had to read. So it was a bit of a husky rendition.
Yeah.
of the gospel last night, like.
Yeah.
And I didn't hang around for mulled wine, which is very unusual.
Yeah.
Because I just didn't want to pass it amongst the elder congregation.
That's right, of course.
But there was a lot of coughing and spluttering.
Yeah, yeah.
In the church. It feels like virtually, you know, one in two people have it at the moment.
Yeah, that's right. If you haven't got it, you know someone who's got it.
Yeah.
It's gone right through my family. And I mean, you know, it is, when it comes down to it, and that's part of why it's a bit depressing, is whatever it is, it's totally COVID. I mean, mine was COVID. I did the test.
Right.
And it is, if it is or it isn't, our immunity is appalling. Do you know what I mean? So 3 years after blooming 2020.
Yeah.
It just, you know, this viral stuff just goes through us as a population, like a dose of freaking salt.
Yeah, and we're more
it's depressing in itself. It brings up depressing memories. Yeah. And it really blooming hangs around.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I want to use this. We're going to use the challenge of today to reframe our thoughts in a positive way.
Yes, good.
Yeah.
It's good to get the chance to have a cold.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I was saying it's a shame because we could and should be celebrating. I think that we should celebrate your year and, you know, present health notwithstanding. I had a look through the old records.
Yeah.
And it's really amazing to look back and see how recently it was that you just weren't really able to run at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, yeah, there was a lot of injury problems, but yeah, I mean it's been a
great comeback.
It's been a bit of a gradual rebirth, certainly.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it has.
But I think going from, if you look back now, in the spring, you know, I was off. I ran with some other people sometimes around then. The Q&A before last, we weren't running.
Right.
And then you came back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I remember chatting in March, April, and you were trying to get me to the York Marathon, and I thought it was preposterous.
Yeah, yeah, that's right, exactly.
It was a preposterous notion.
So that is great, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it is good. It is good. And it shows the pliability of the body, doesn't it? And the mind, you know.
You can
come back. And I did that by taking it really gradually and not forcing anything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Prioritising not getting injured.
Exactly.
And not running when I had a cold.
Yeah.
That was a key thing.
One must never do that.
Oh, no, because that's stupid. That's a daft thing to do.
Great.
No, it was great. It was amazing. And I felt really strong during the York Marathon.
Yeah, yeah. When do you think, when did it like take a turn for the good? Would that be at the 10 miler or before or after?
Well, I think the 10 miler was good because it was a show of intent of like, I'm going to do some longer races.
Yeah.
And although I wasn't very fast during that 10 miler, I did run hard.
Yes.
I ran it hard. I felt bad afterwards. I felt really rubbish.
Yeah.
Because I'd pushed beyond my current level of fitness, really.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that in the long run,
it was more of a training run. You know?
And also, yeah, it was like maybe the first time in a long time you let yourself push.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it was just, the long runs give you so much strength, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, just running for like 3 hours slowly.
Yeah.
That really builds you.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all...
And then, of course, the speedy trainers.
Yeah, yeah.
That was when I really knew, when I went into Runner's Need in Camden and spent ridiculous amounts of money. That was the moment.
Yeah, but...
When my comeback was sealed.
That's the thing. We do like to we do like to blackmail ourselves into doing the things you want to do. We all know that if you're going to buy those trainers...
You gotta
deserve them.
You gotta
turn up and use them.
Yeah, 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 totes.
Because that's money. That's good money.
Yeah, yeah, totes.
That's good money gone.
Yeah. So, so that was great, man. Yeah, it was really good. And how about you? You look back at your own year in review.
Yeah.
As well.
It's a slightly different shape.
Yeah.
I feel good. I think that I had that. It just seems like so far away now, that run I did where I did the Brighton Marathon, the London Marathon, and the Brecon Ultra.
Yeah.
And they were all good, but they were all, I don't know, I still just can't really, it was a funny time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That clarity of running still goes back to the year before.
Right.
I had I can't even remember how Brighton went. All I know is it went better than the year before. And London was really tough.
Yeah.
Because I was tired. The weather was like this.
And they were quite close together.
Yeah, yeah. And there was bad stuff going on in my life.
Right.
And then the kind of ultimate, the thing that sums up the era, really, is the Ultra, which actually is, it was really fantastic. And I feel really good about it. And it is a staging post looking back into the past.
Yeah.
But the thing that it kind of sums up is this kind of slightly lost solitude.
Right.
You know, it's basically, you could sum it as, yeah, I don't know, really know where I've been, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know where I am, but I'm here.
Right.
And that was like a metaphor for that.
Within the race and life sort of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly.
Felt a little bit.
It's like a little beacon for just being up on top of the mountain and thinking, yeah, I don't know, but on we go, you know.
It is that thing that you return to when we get a bit thoughtful of running as a vehicle for self-discovery, isn't it?
Yes.
These big races do tend to tell you where you are because you find yourself they find yourself thinking about things or not or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And I think without digging into it, I have had some, I think we both have, but I definitely had some stuff going on this year.
Yeah.
Highs and lows,
yeah.
Family shenanigans.
Yeah.
And I would say for anyone, but particularly for me, I need that yardstick to find out about that stuff. Otherwise, I will pretend to myself that I'm not feeling anything.
Yes. Yeah, that's interesting. So what running is a like portal to emotions.
Exactly.
To emotional connection.
And honesty about that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because
it's confrontational, isn't it?
That's right. And running also ties in with that for me because the other side of my emotional makeup fits in with running in that I always just plug on. Which is great, wonderful.
Dogged,
exactly. Yes. Stamina, just so it doesn't matter. I can handle it, you know.
Yeah.
Did it hurt me? No. Did it break a bone? Yeah, a little.
Yeah, yeah.
You bleeding? Yeah. Can you still run on? I go.
Yes.
And again, that's either the actual run or life, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to step back and go, easy, mate. Take a moment. You might not be quite as cool and happy as you think.
It's a tough line to get right because life is hard.
Yeah.
And you do need to battle sometimes, but it's getting the balance right, isn't it? Self-care, where self-care becomes indulgence, you know. It's a funny one.
So
we're certainly not indulging ourselves this morning.
No. I think the physical shape of the year, you know, I was fit for all that stuff, and then I got, although I was quite stressed in life, and then I got kind of ill in the summer, and I think it's important to, I just about came back for York, but I was still not really trusting my body. Chest pains give me the fear, all that stuff. And it's just set me up for Health Month.
Yeah,
which
went well.
It was really good. And from here, I could say, oh God, what a waste of time that was, because now it's been a couple of weeks, I've been ill, I felt ill all the time.
Yeah.
All these symptoms, I'm back drinking, and you know, but instead of feeling that kind of waste of time, self-pity, I keep finding myself thinking, yeah, but I did it. I did Health Month. So when this eventually goes, I'll bloom and do it again.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. And then we come to something all important, which we've touched upon several times, and probably something more to think about in our next New Year's Resolution episode, but ultimately, it's easier to run when you don't drink, isn't it?
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That's a damn it.
Yeah, we know this.
Yeah, I know we know it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, my... the great
thing...
I don't
want to hear it.
Yeah, the great thing about York was, for some reason, I don't really know what happened. I had like 6 weeks before when not a drop touched my lips.
Yeah.
And you really feel the difference.
Yeah, you really do. And you say 6 weeks, but within a week or 2 weeks, you know it.
Yes, yeah, totally. But that it does feel like it compounds the longer it goes on.
Yeah.
So I feel I've learned that now, and I think I will put that into practice. I'm hopeful.
Yeah, well, yeah. So that's something that we've both learned on paper, but might not be putting into practice quite yet. We are recording, you know, about 24 hours out from the winter solstice.
Yes. Yeah.
So it isn't really the time for... So what else went on this year. I mean, it all ties in, doesn't it? Because I think that you had quite a shift in perception of day job.
Well, yeah, I sort of... I had that weird...
Let's walk up here.
Yeah. I had that weird thing where I discovered that my mum had died.
Yeah.
And that felt quite massive. It was second mum.
Yeah.
That was a bit of a seismic shift.
Yeah.
In my life. And
then in terms of what we're saying about processing it properly emotionally, I think you did quite a good job with that because you were quite upfront and honest about that immediately. And there's a kind of built-in disconnect there, isn't there?
Yeah. It's sort of... And then, you know, the changing /ending of the creative relationship with McIntyre.
Yeah.
Might have been linked with that, who knows?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like that sort of, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans kind of thing. At the start of the year, I thought this is going to be a year where I transition to writing screenplays. You know, might not run as much. I'll always run, but I might not run as much.
Yeah, might be just away from it.
And it's ended up with me being really into my running and really, really into my stand-up.
Should we go straight up to the woods?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it surprises you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One thing changes, everything changes the way you're perceiving your life, you know?
Yeah. The future, you just, like you say, the moment you attempt to call it or give it a name, it's capricious. It will go another way.
Yeah.
Woo. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me.
And we're lucky to have these, you know, creative lives that give space for such transformations, aren't we? Choices, you know.
Yes, that's right.
A lot of people in work structures where they don't get the choice like that.
No, and you can really imagine someone being in a situation for a long time, maybe something that's really great and really empowering. They're using all their skills, and then things shift around them without them noticing, and time passes without noticing because this is humanity. And then they just turn around and go, oh, wait a minute, I'm not where I want to be. I'm not happy at this point. Like you say, it's much easier. We're basically deciding what we do with our days on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
And it is.
But having said that, you still get trapped in this, in what we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, ours maybe stayed too long with Michael. Or, you know, you get trapped in you doing the same set or the same whatever, you know.
It's just the natural human thing, isn't it? You find something that works and you repeat it.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
But over time, you've got to...
But if you get stuck in it, that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People talk about... Whoa!
Hey.
People talk about getting stuck in a rut. And that's about it. And the thing to recognise it is that... You cut your own rut.
Yeah.
So we came up the road there so that we didn't have to run quite so many woods to get to Highgate Wood.
Sorry. Because it is wet underfoot.
Yeah, but it was pretty wild up there by the road.
Yeah. And how about you with your year sort of work-wise? And
well, I think work-wise, it's kind of ticked over.
Yeah.
And I think that just as the year ends, I can reconcile myself to that.
Right.
You know, I think watching, more specifically watching my family, you know, when my son goes to university, my wife, you know, she's in their second year of back teaching art at school.
Yeah.
And, you know, for her, that's been huge, inspiring, appropriate.
Yeah.
Time filling.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her and thought, whatever that is in a me version, I want that.
Yeah.
But it's not available. I'm not at the same point, you know?
Right.
So really, I've just carried on producing podcasts, doing comedy gigs.
Yeah.
Doing a little bit of radio, you know.
I'm not sure on the radio for a week over Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice to realise that comedy club on 4Extra... It's nice to do it at Christmas.
Yeah.
Because, you know, truth be told, I don't know how many people listen to 4Extra. But put it this way, it's not as many people who listen to Radio 1.
Yeah.
But the people who do listen to it, it's
They like it.
They need it. You know, it's a nice conversation.
Yeah.
It's a real sense of dialogue with an audience. And like this is. And so it's really good to do it at Christmas.
Yeah.
It's hopefully it's kind of making contact with a community of people who like having contact with them, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that as the year ends, I've just been thinking, wait a minute, it's all good. You know, the radio stuff I was really doing, still doing like that is really healthy. You know, this is great. We always love doing random commentary. And it's growing and changing.
This is great.
I mean, this.
This is great.
It's a bit where we're in the woods in the rain. It's not so good. But but I feel like, funnily enough, for me, I'm just going over it. The blooming... for me, I am back on top of the Brecon Beacon, so it's appropriate weather.
Yeah,
bit of the old pathetic fallacy. But basically, rather than saying what's my new thing, what am I doing now, it's a recognition and a celebration.
Yes,
of everything I was doing already. You know, couple of weeks, I've sold loads of copies of my book.
Fantastic.
And I haven't just written my book. Kind of sums it up.
No, it's great. That's wonderful.
And, of course, I did my show, which, again, I'd forgotten about. You shouldn't write that off. Long distance man, it's a big deal. That's what it is, isn't it? It's a pin in the... It's like, this is what I've done so far. This is where I'm at.
It's easy to underestimate what you're doing. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
What do you think? Is it round the woods or can we head for the heath?
Ooh. I mean, it's going to be pretty grim around the heath, isn't it?
Oh, completely.
In terms of the outside.
I just want to take a couple of photos over here.
Yeah, just so people understand our sacrifice. Look.
He seems okay. You're a lot better.
Fucking drowned rat commentary.
Yeah, let's do it. So that's where I've been, and it's been... Actually, it's really not... Well, that's the other thing. Wouldn't you say... It's a completely different thing, but... Running and talking.
Yeah.
That is... It's so therapeutic, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I just think if you're a runner and you're not doing any running, talking to anyone, try and find someone who will go for a run and the chat with you. Because...
It's good.
It's amazing how...
It's good yards.
You work things through.
Yeah.
I find it has the balance that you get clarity on all your stuff.
Yeah.
But because you're running and you're moving forwards, you tend to not... spiral down into it very much.
Yeah.
Tend to just, A, be more positive, and B, you know, it's easy to move on.
Yeah.
Because so you are literally moving. Thank goodness for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're moving forwards. Yeah. The whole deal. Yeah. So, yeah, and it's been...
So do you feel a bit more focused as the year ends, or do you still feel a little bit... It's funny you're mentioning your kids and your... And your wife and stuff, because you sort of you're still doing all that dad stuff, aren't you? That enables everyone to do their stuff. And you are part of that whole, aren't you?
I do
part of the whole family structure. You know?
But sometimes I think you can't just do that. You know what I mean? I can't. I really like thinking, what does everyone need? What are we going to eat? We're going to get to the shops. I'm going to put a wash on.
Yeah.
And of course, I do then combine that with a bunch of comedy gigs and podcast records and more. So it's all good.
But
I need to find
that singular
the artistic
focus.
The creative, the kind of...
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, in terms of the big wide scheme of things, my family is in an ongoing, visible and not entirely, and not bad state of flux, you know?
Yeah.
Look at it this way. My wife went back to a completely different job, which is quite consuming, a year ago.
Yeah.
My son went off to university in September.
Yeah.
Seismic.
Yeah.
And my daughter, who, you know, in a way, she's the one who is much more eyes to the future, attention out of the house, what's she going to be doing next?
Yeah.
One way or another, she'll be doing something similar. I've radically think about what you said about, I don't want to tell God her plans.
Yeah.
But you know, this time next year, everything will have changed again.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I think me and my wife, we're okay with that.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
You know, specifically, of course we miss Bud when he's away. But what he's doing is so good, and it's so good for him, and so suits him.
Yeah.
It would just be obtuse to not celebrate it.
Yes.
A little bit of going, oh, he's not in his bedroom. Fine, we can live through that.
Yeah.
You know. He had to write a ghost story at university.
Right.
It was a ghost story writing competition.
Yeah.
And his was...
I bet you enjoyed that.
Yeah, very short. It was an excellent story. It was scary and also brilliantly written from a point of view that it joined the story. Really good screenwriting rules.
Right.
Particularly as it was a very tight brief.
Yeah.
He wrote a story that joined the story incredibly late on.
Yeah.
And then really deftly communicated everything that had gone before, you know?
Yeah.
He won it.
Oh, fantastic.
£100 book token.
Oh, good for him. Amazing. That's
the kind of magic going
on
down there.
That's great.
Yesterday, he got home. He came home yesterday. He arrived home.
Yeah.
And we all...
That's always that's a big moment, isn't it, when they first come home from university?
Yeah. And, of course, because we saw him and he hasn't... That's it. He hasn't been home in between, you know?
Yeah.
Got into a lovely chat with someone on the train. I mean, just that is good.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
Yeah.
Sorry, fellow travellers.
Yeah.
And then anyway, he came back. We had a lovely whole family catch up.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not talking about my daughter, but she's very like, oh, I got my mocks after Christmas. I'm still at school. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's on a slightly different page right now. Although she's been having fantastic adventures too. Anyway, I made, you know, my popular homemade burgers.
Yeah.
And we watched the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Nice.
And honestly, it was...
That's fun.
My heart was full. This
yeah,
was
that's fun times.
It's
yeah.
as good as it gets.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
really excellent. Oh, yeah. And then after that, he beat me soundly at chess.
Right.
You know, Christmas has begun.
Let him have it. Let him have that. Checkmate.
Yeah. Oh, no, I tried really hard not to let him have it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think you're right. I think that family stuff, of course, it really advises it all. So what's going on in Tomkinson Towers?
Well, Bonnie's... I mean, George just got back from South Korea yesterday.
Wow.
He'd been on holiday. He'd had loads of fun in South Korea. And he was in Vietnam as well.
Of the Koreas, I've heard that South Korea is the fun one.
Yes, I think it is, yeah.
That's the impression I received. TripAdvisor.
Yeah. Although he did dither around on the North Korean border in the spirit of fun.
But yeah, he elected into the demilitarized zone.
Yeah, he elected to stay in South Korea.
Good choice.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a lot of fun. And it's good to have him back for Christmas.
Yep.
And then...
But that's funny, isn't it? Just to make that comparison, the idea of George coming back and you're going, oh, yeah, here he is, back for Christmas. So, yeah. You know, time just moves on. It's not the same
yeah,
as...
Yeah, although he's got nowhere... No, I mean, he does live with us, but he's looking to move in March.
Yeah.
And he sort of has to, because he's 25, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I want him to be away. He's you know.
He wants to be.
Yeah, I mean, I love having him around the house.
Yeah.
But just for his sake.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just starting to feel like, bless him, he needs to move on, and he wants to, and it's just getting the finances together to do
yeah,
so.
Yeah, yeah. So tough. I mean, we can't even imagine what it's like for yeah. that generation. Remember yeah. when I got my first, it was after I'd left university, I was in state university. Came home, lived with my mum and dad.
Yeah.
And I was in the pub, and I caught whiff of a room in a house. And by the way, the reason I thought of this is because it was really cheap, and
right.
I could also get it funded as part of my income support. You know what I mean? It
yeah.
was, in terms of the finances and the transactional qualities, it was the easiest thing.
Nice.
Anyway, I told my mum the next day, and she was like, oh, great, yeah, good. And actually, when you think about it, she probably had emotions about it, but being my mum, she was like, that is brilliant, and I support you.
Yeah.
And then my dad came home from work. She said, Rob's got good news. I said, oh, yeah, what is it? I said, oh, I've got a room in a flat. I'm going to be able to move out and go in there. And he went, oh. Yeah. Oh, that's great news. Honestly, that moment of disappointment
yeah.
haunts me.
Yeah.
But fair enough, it's just it's his emotions. I appreciate yeah. it, you know. But that's yeah. the dialogue, isn't it, with the grown-up kids?
Yeah. The push and the pull, you know.
Yeah.
And Rudy just goes off for a few days. We don't know where he is.
It's not quite the same, is it?
No, no, but he's
probably out there working on your social media
yeah,
channels.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's hitting that pretty hard. But he is working and grafting while he's doing that. He just goes off on his little adventures.
Yeah. Comes back.
He's
covered in cuts and bruises with not enough clothes on.
Yeah, he's not going anywhere in a rush, which is good. He needs more time at home.
Bonnie?
And Bonnie's working and looking to travel in the new year. She's got to South America for like a few months.
Oh, excellent. I've heard
yes.
of America. It's supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
I've heard, what I found out is, apparently, of North Korea and America, America's nicer.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, I think so. But, I mean, she says she's going away for a few months. We'll see. She's travelling on her own, which is always a bit worrying.
Difficult, yeah. My old friend Jenny's doing the old Camino.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
be fun. Yeah.
Just going to go off there and walk a couple hundred miles, see where it takes her, see
yeah.
who she meets.
Well,
fantastic.
Really,
but,
yeah,
you
that'd
know,
be really nice, yeah.
That is a thing. Of course, that's our running and our lives in 2023. But I would also
Feel
say
better.
That the running commentary community has... You've always all been amazing. But wouldn't you say it's really kind of blossomed this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it has, yeah.
And welcome everyone, new listeners.
There's been a lot of sharing going on, which is really nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice to have the pre-York marathon hookup, wasn't it?
Yeah. And just to share all kinds of adventures. You know,
yeah.
In a way, the more adventures we share, the more different things we can be a part of, you know.
Yeah.
Same as this, you know, it starts with... How was your marathon? Moves to, well, I did the marathon, I did the park run. Moves to, well, I was injured, but I did this. And then you start talking about your lives, you know?
Yeah.
And it's
yeah,
great.
No, it's just
and thank you for helping us. You know, it was quite a moment getting to 400 episodes. We were kind of, mainly, I think, a little bit bewildered by our own achievement. And also, perhaps, slightly less directional in terms of what we wanted to do next.
Yeah,
in our podcast and in our lives. But we're there now.
Yeah, it's been quite like the marathon itself. We just do one a week.
Yeah. Just do one
it's
a
quite
week.
Quite persistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, look at us now.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a prime yeah. example. Let's face it. If this was a comedy gig, we wouldn't necessarily be here, would we?
No.
Although, to Absolutely. Be fair, if it was a comedy gig, they probably wouldn't have it outside.
No.
Oh, I tell you what, as we get to here, I've got just a couple of PBs, if I can find them, and they're still dry. Just a couple, but Steve, play the music. And well done, everyone. Yeah, we continue this conversation. If you want to tell us something specific about 2023 that you either wanted to tell us anyway, or, I don't know, feel like this conversation has inspired you to share, Let's talk about it.
Year in review. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. What have you learned?
What have you learned?
Yeah. How's it surprised you?
I'm just, that was a list of all the things. The only thing that we haven't, didn't talk about the hot Great North Run, but that doesn't matter. Loads of good guests, that's all good. But do you remember when I got attacked by that dog on one of the flats?
Yes.
Great days.
Call right, him off.
Talking of new listeners, okay,
call him off.
New listeners, Guy Brint has lately come to the podcast.
Guy.
Lately come to running, did catch 5K in lockdown apparently.
That's
Guy, welcome. And he's just done his first sub 22 park run in
well
York.
Done. Oh, nice.
21:48.
Swifty.
Newcomer. Go,
that,
Guy.
That's one thing that's easily forgotten as well, isn't it? Is the amount of people coming into running, into the podcast, and rediscovering it from the beginning. It's really nice, isn't it? It's a constant wave, isn't it? It's
well,
nice.
I suppose what we're saying is come and stay.
Come in and know me better, man.
Yes. No, it's lovely. The more the merrier. Fantastic.
Stuart Strath.
Welcome, guy. Stu.
My compadre. He, as you know, him and his daughter, and the whole family have been doing all the running, but they've just been pushing and pushing and getting better. It gets harder and harder, doesn't it?
Yes.
And that is why it's brilliant. I mean, to get better when you're doing well.
Yes.
He got a PB by 1 second.
What?
Just for the weekend, Edinburgh Park Run.
Stop the clocks.
Yeah. 22:50.
Nice.
One.
Well done.
Go, Stuart. Really well fantastic. Done, he used the PB tankard that night.
Yeah, well done.
That's life in balance. Here's a different one to a speed one. I think you saw this online this morning. Rebecca Cartwright Teakle ran 7 miles to celebrate having run every day for 7 years.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
2,556
days. That's inspiring, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah.
So,
incredible.
Different noise for a streak. That's why they call it the streak.
That's amazing. Be interested to see what that gives you psychologically, wasn't it? Just every day. That's great.
Well, do you know who used to run every day? And I thought, oh, that's really interesting. It's Benjamin, the late, great Benjamin Zephaniah.
All right.
And he ran like a mile a day. Sometimes he would...
Yeah, but that's fine. That's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, and also what I didn't find out until everyone was talking about him in obituaries and everything, is that that's when he wrote.
Wow.
He'd go out and run every day, and he'd come back with poems. That's, he didn't sit down with a pad, he went for a run.
Right. Did he have a little voice recorder, or did he just write? And
he had a friend with a pad.
Right, yeah. I'm going to go in there.
Right, let's just wrap this up. Our dear friend, old pal Helen Iverson, it was just a run, but she was kicking off her next marathon training cycle in the dark.
Wow.
With days to go for Christmas.
Yeah, good for
inspired
her.
By our recent brilliant guest Zoe Lyons. And go, Helen. And here's a noise for you. Paul, what's the noise? There you go.
Every training block starts with a training run, doesn't it?
That's right.
How exciting to start a training block like that. It's always good fun, isn't it? To recommit.
And talking
to
of
a
the
new building,
excitement
a new
of training blocks.
Architecture.
This is what without we're going to celebrate, we're going to talk about next year. It's going to be great.
Yes.
Let's do that
next year.
We're
going to do it. We're going to do it.
Yeah. Hey, you should be able to, if I'm as efficient as I want to be and you're subscribe and become a fan, you should be able to listen to the next episode straight away.
Nice.
And do subscribe and become a fan because you get to hear all these interviews and stuff. And it's good stuff. And also we...
Health updates.
Health updates, yeah. Right, we actually post pictures of some of the mucus that Paul's created.
Yeah.
With Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.